our monthly Wellness Works segment brought to you by the McCahill Group. Registered dietitian nutritionist Wendy Brookhouse is here today. I always ask you, what'd you have for breakfast, Wendy?
All right, I had a slice of whole grain bread with peanut butter and that banana that was going bad on the counter.
That's acceptable. So here we go, talking about following your lead, a fresh start perhaps, or fine-tuning what's happening. How does that translate to wellness goals this year, Wendy?
Yeah, well, it's great to be here. Happy New Year. And that's what I've been trying to work on with my clients. You know, the standard New Year's resolution in 2021 was kind of replaced by a desire just to renew. You know, I often hear, I want to go to the gym, I want to eat better, I want to work on time management, stress relief, you know, you name it. But just beginning with focusing on our eating habits can be the easiest step. Of course, I'm a little biased, but the most common is meal plans. So and what that can do. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's focus on meal planning. The question of what's for dinner. We don't want to be too scheduled in life, says one who is very scheduled. But what is meal planning?
Right, exactly. We want more time to be active, to manage that stress, enjoy our meals with others, and save money even. So, you know, thinking about your entire day or even your week and what that could look like. You know, for example, large-scale hospitals, schools, nursing homes, they utilize what's called a cycle menu. So every 2, 3, or 4 weeks, all of those daily meals and snacks are planned, and they just repeat throughout the year. And, you know, that might not be realistic for most of us, but maybe just thinking about, you know, what am I going to do the next couple of days? What am I going to do for a week? You know, thinking in advance is so important just to make your life easier.
And again, if you're hungry and you have the choice between fudge and an apple and the apple's not there, you know where we're going. So I'm just putting in that little plug. Many of us, creatures of habit, yes, eating the same breakfast each day, rotating 3 to 4 different easy meals for dinner. Where do we start, Wendy?
You know, definitely the best place to start is that plate method. That's a great visual out there. And also to focus on plant-based eating. That's another one because that's recommended to prevent or even manage a lot of chronic diseases, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, you name it, high blood pressure. But using that plate visual is so great because a half of the plate should be fruits and vegetables, a quarter protein, a quarter grain, a side of dairy, some healthy fats. You know, if you kind of plan your meals and snacks that way, then you know you're getting all your nutrient needs and that piece of fudge can fit in there. But ideally, we're also focusing on a variety of foods, too, throughout the day.
For that. So here we are. I want to start with breakfast. If a breakfast is only one or two of certain food groups, is it unhealthy?
No, and that's a great question. I don't want this to be a stressful thing either. So the point of meal planning again, okay, you know, for me personally, I just had that breakfast. So I had a grain with my toast. I had some peanut butter, which was protein, and I had that banana, so some fruit. So then later in the day, hopefully, I'm going to get in a couple servings of vegetables and some dairy, maybe with a mid-morning snack, some plain Greek yogurt, with some spices to make a veggie dip, you know, just different ways to kind of make up for the fact that I didn't get all my food groups, you know, adding a couple additional baby carrots or half of a sliced bell pepper to my plate guided lunch is another way that I can already halfway through the day have been meeting those goals.
Working on my grocery list as we speak. Moving on to lunch. What if lunch isn't eaten off a plate, a sandwich, a salad, soup instead?
You know, and I hear this a lot, and it's not meant to be too confusing. So I try to say, think of that plate as a visual planning tool more. So, you know, what am I putting into this item that I'm going to have, you know, whether it's a soup or what have you. So, for example, if we're having, like, say, 2 tacos, a quarter cup of shredded maybe spinach, a quarter cup of chopped tomato, 2 tablespoons of chopped onion, 2 tablespoons of shredded cheese, quarter cup of black beans, maybe a quarter cup of shredded chicken, also adding some sliced avocado, topping that with some Greek yogurt, wrapping it in a corn tortilla. I've named every single food group. You know, you're getting a variety of foods that way.
As you should. That's why we talk, because you are a registered dietitian nutritionist. Wendy Brookhouse with us on behalf of the McCahill Group. Was there fruit in that example that you gave?
You're paying attention. That's great. I did mention a couple slices of avocado, which that is a fruit, but technically that's a healthy fat. So there's an example of, incorporating healthy fats as well. It gives you the vitamins and minerals of fruits, and it is considered a fruit, but it's a great healthy fat source, which is important for those diseases I mentioned before, heart disease, high blood pressure, all of those things. So, again, I didn't have much fruit, so I'll have a snack maybe throughout the day. You know, one large apple, not the bagged kind, but the individually purchased, is two fruit servings. So maybe I have that as a snack. And then suddenly, if you add my tacos, you add my lunch examples, you add my breakfast, I've met the plate method for the whole day.
Wonderful. Back to that grocery shopping. Tell me more on making the list. Perhaps for 2 weeks of food, is that overwhelming for many?
I think so. I think, you know, thinking ahead and saying, okay, what, you know, 2 weeks of food, what does that even look like? You know, and you've got to take a variety of things into account. So you've got to think about your budget, think about your preferences of you and your family, considering your schedule, you know, what's convenient, how can you do this, what's coming up. I know my daughter just started back with hockey. So we've got to, you know, keep that practice and the games back into the schedule. But, you know, maybe planning meals that use similar items. So preparing vegetables for multiple needs, you know, a few days in advance, or even using frozen vegetables so you don't have to chop anything. You know, that could be great for stir fries, fajitas. You know, you can stretch that out. And then bulk cooking things. So bulk cooking your proteins, maybe quarter a chicken breast, put it in the crock pot, and then take that out to use for lunches, to use for dinner and for soups, variety of things. And also bulk cooking grains, believe it or not. We can freeze that long grain wild rice. We can freeze that quinoa after it's cooked. Put it in a 1 cup or 2 cup portion size in a sandwich, freezer sandwich bag, you know, depending on the size of your family. And you grab that out, throw it with a stir fry or with a breakfast bowl, and you're set. So make it easy on yourself.
And, of course, all of these are tips, but we must put them into action items. Where do we start, Wendy?
You know, and again, think about how you can make it work for you. So I would start with, you know, I am a family of four with two teenagers, you know, so if I haven't really meal planned before, I would start with, all right, I know that my one son loves broccoli, my other daughter hates it, but she loves asparagus, you know, so it's on and on. But we all like fish, we all like chicken, you know, so how can we kind of plan, you know, meals that at least I know people are going to eat so the frustration level and stress is taken out. But also maybe what could I use as leftovers? So I know that, you know, rotisserie chicken my husband loves, you know, once we take the skin off, we can use the leftovers for, you know, a white chicken chili. And I can add northern beans and I can add diced chilies and onions and corn and make that another balanced meal. So, you know, again, what works for everybody, what works for my time, you know, just kind of thinking at the big picture and then narrowing it down to your specific needs.
What's for lunch today?
Oh, my goodness. I have really loved plain Greek yogurt with some fresh blueberries that I've found that taste good at the grocery store, and a little bit of granola that I found a great recipe for.
Very nice.
We'll start there.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll have you keep dinner as a secret. But we got to keep you credible, and it's good to do that. How do we find out more about these tips, Wendy?
So I definitely encourage people to go to myplate.gov. They even have an app on there you can get on your phone that you can enter in what you've eaten, and they'll kind of compute for you, okay, these food groups weren't, you know, consumed yet. Try to add a little bit more, and then here's what a serving is, and here's some examples. There's recipes. I love it. But also check out our website, or actually our Instagram. McCahill Group has all our information on it, plus great visuals. So go to McCahill Group on Instagram, which is 2 C's and 2 L's.
Great. Thanks, Wendy. Happy New Year. We'll talk again in February.